We turn now to Mona Alkazaz, a spokesperson for the Muslim Brotherhood who's based in Britain. She says the bloodshed over the weekend affected her personally.
I personally lost two friends and my cousin was injured this weekend.
Why were they on the streets and who are they?
So most of the people I know are on the streets protesting, demanding their democracy back. Most of them are not affiliated to the Muslim Brotherhood or any other movement. They're out there because they know what's happening is against their rights. My cousin was out there and he was injured just because he had a camera on him with him, and there was a sniper shooting whoever had a camera with him. And my cousin was trying to document the violations of human rights that are happening. He was trying to get the world to listen to what's happening in Egypt. He actually sent me a Facebook message later that night saying, why is the world leaving us getting killed in that way?
Did you get any sense from talking to family and friends about kind of what the scene was like or who instigated what?
So for over a month now, there has been a sit-in in East Cairo, in Rabaa, around the area of Rabaa Mosque, and it's been largely peaceful. No clashes has been instigated. What happened is that the leader of the military junta wanted a mandate to kill, and he actually did the killing. He killed the innocent, peaceful protesters in cold blood. I can quote the Human Rights Watch report, because they arrived whilst the killing was happening. And I can quote the director of the Human Rights Watch report. He says, "It's impossible to imagine that so many killing would take place without an intention to kill, or at least a criminal disregard for people's lives."
When you say a mandate to kill, what are you referring to?
The Minister of Defense came out on a populist speech asking people to assemble in Egypt. He was asking for a mandate to combat terrorism, whereas the only terrorism we've seen was the terrorism led by him and his junta and the state security. You don't need a mandate to combat terrorism. This is your job to combat terrorism in Egypt. And obviously this rhetoric we've heard before from Gaddafi in Libya. We're hearing also over and over again by al-Assad in Syria. So it's nothing new to come for a military leader to come out and ask for a mandate to kill.
Mona, things in Egypt are just going from bad to worse. I think everyone on all sides agree that it's a scary situation and it's on the verge of a civil war. Given those conditions, isn't calling for more marches, doesn't that risk causing more deaths?
The way I would describe it is that there is unilateral killing from one side, and this side is the junta, military junta side. It's not from our side. And it's not only the Muslim Brotherhood who are protesting at the moment. The millions of Egyptians on the streets, they're not Muslim Brotherhood only. They are mostly Egyptians who are not politically affiliated to any political group, but they are out there demanding their democracy, demanding to save their ballots.
What is the way out at this point? I mean, all sides are entrenched. There doesn't seem to be any movement. Each day just seems to be another threat of more violence. Is there certain things that the Brotherhood is looking for?
So one thing is that we will continue to protest peacefully until we get all our democratic rights back. What we're seeing now is that there is a military junta that overtook power by force in a military coup. And there's the opposition that failed to win over and over through the democratic process. They came on the back of the tanks. So that they've been violent and they've taken the power in Egypt by violent means. We should be able to express our opinions. We should not be intimidated.
Mona Alkazaz is a spokesperson for the Muslim Brotherhood in Britain. Mona, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.